What's up, guys? Welcome to the Winning Circle. It's your boy Nico 100 out here chilling with Turtle.
What up, what up?
And Patrick Daly.
Hello.
The Winning Circle is a place where we speak about winning. And even when we lose, we find a way to use that to win in the future.
Whether it's current events, mental health issues, or anything that's on our minds, this is a platform for us to share, speak, and learn.
So let's get started.
What it do, baby?
What's up, guys?
How's it going, fellas? God.
Good to see you guys again. Honestly, it's heartwarming to be back every week with you guys once again.
Feels like the family's back together.
Feels like the heat's coming back, too. So I know the sweaty boys is in activation. Ready to go.
It is a heat wave officially.
I hate that shit.
Got an email from the landlord being like, don't put it at 72 or you're going to ruin the whole system.
Oh, for real? It was like, don't try to put that bitch lower than 72 because.
Yeah, it was just like, I mean, he basically was like, you can do what you want, but if it breaks,
then nobody.
It's going to take a long, long time to get fixed because.
Oh, yeah, I'd listen to that because make work with what you got instead of suffer with.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather it be 78 in here than 90 because my thing broke.
Man, that shit's wild, man. The heat is crazy. But I tell you what, there's a big difference between being kind of like in the valley where we're shooting the podcast at, right? This is called the valley. We're in the valley, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, higher in the mountains, higher elevation compared to like being by the beach where you get kind of a breeze.
Oh, yeah. This is it's hot here.
The sun sucks. Sun sucks. You guys are, I'm assuming because we're all sweaty boys and don't like the heat. We're all winter babies. Don't we all like the winter?
No.
What do you like better? Would you prefer?
I like summer.
Summer over winter? Mm-hmm. For real?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love winter.
You love winter? Yeah, I love winter too.
Favorite.
Yeah. I feel like.
I'm a summer baby, so, you know, birthday's on August, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a summer baby, June 21st, summer solstice, you know, first day of summer. Usually, that's me. That's why I'm so hot. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? I fucking hate the heat. Also, because I can't dress up in the heat, I feel like.
Right. Best fits are winter.
Winter. Like, you can do so much jackets, in the winter. Yeah, coats. Right, yeah. Wear something over, even if it's not that chilly. Especially in L.A. The winter isn't really fucking.
Winter.
Yeah.
That's actually, like, my least favorite part of L.A. is
the fact that you don't really get a winter?
Yeah.
You like snow and all that shit?
I like rain.
You like rain?
Yeah.
I think rain is cool. I think it's therapeutic.
I mean, where I grew up, it's just like there's actual winter where for 3 months it rains like most of the time. So
cool. So I'm assuming since it rains, it's like snows out there too, right? Is that a thing?
Not where I'm at. Not where I was from. But
you guys like the snow? You've been to the snow?
I never touched snow before in my life.
I touched snow and it was surprisingly not what I thought it was.
Well, what did you think?
I'm not honest. Don't judge me for saying this out loud, but. I thought that shit was soft. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see, like, the movies. What's that movie where the kid gets stuck in a house or whatever?
Home Alone,
right?
The kid.
Oh, wow. when people jump out of, like, the second floor or whatever, they land in the snow and just plow in.
It can be. Yeah. Depends on the snow.
I went snowboarding one time, and let me tell you something. Found out that that's not for me because, first of all, that shit's hard as fuck. When you eat shit, it's like... cement. It hurts, man. Snowballs is literally just ice. It's ice balls.
Yeah, if you pack them in too tight, then it's like throwing a rock.
Right, yes. Yeah, it's fucking crazy, man. Oh, man, I had a...
Fresh snow. Fresh snow is soft, though.
Fresh snow is soft.
It's currently snowing. You can, like...
And it does something to your hands, too. I was like, man, I like the cold. I don't give a fuck. But, like, trying to stand up with a snowboard and put it in my hands, like, it's only so long I can put it on the snow without it, like...
Well, you usually wear gloves.
You know what? Not that smart. Public school education, they didn't teach me all that.
Yeah, they didn't teach me that in private school either. I just I've heard of gloves before.
And common sense, yeah.
Hey. Well, speaking about common sense and gloves, you know what I'm saying? California, LA shutting down again, boys.
Yep.
So I don't want to talk about coronavirus, right? So let's talk about something kind of related to it, which is your health, right? Mm-hmm. Being healthy, stuff that you could do now. Gyms is closed, right? I went for a hike. Felt amazing, you know? You guys worried about your physical health and anything like that?
I mean, hikes are cool. Hiking right now is tough because it's so hot. It's
right
so
back to hot. That. Yeah.
Like if you're someone who's not physical... and you want to go for a hike right now, just be careful because
you're not used to doing stuff. Go for a walk first.
Yeah. Because it's hot. Like,
it's hot, like, and also too, the wearing the mask, it was a little difficult for me when I started hiking with the mask. I felt like taking it off, you know, but you want to be respectful about other people's health as well, you know, so I was just like, you know what? Struggle, learn. But any chance I get when I see a little gap, I'll be like, oh, I'm putting the mask up.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do the same thing. I don't put it on. But as soon as I see somebody walking towards me, yeah. If I see them in eyes distance, then I'm like, okay, put my mask on. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what I do.
Well, I used to live right by Runyon, and I would do that like at least 4 times a week. And every time there was like multiple either MMA dudes or boxers running up the hill with one of those oxygen deprivation masks. So they're probably like, hell yeah, dude. I've been training for this all my life.
Those shits don't help you at all. I just found that out.
It makes it really hard to breathe, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't. There's not like a scientific benefit.
There's no performance benefit. Yeah.
Later. Oh, really?
Yeah, you're just doing it to make your workout harder. Like you're doing it to make it harder on yourself, but you're not getting better. Or
it doesn't make it so that when you fight, you suddenly can go longer. Yeah, or anything.
Nothing. What? Like you can't even even if you change elevations, right? Because you fight in different places.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't help you breathe better. Like it doesn't. You know, because they say like you're doing it because you're.
It simulates if you're at a higher elevation.
Yeah. But it doesn't benefit. When you still go somewhere with a higher elevation, you still have to adjust to that. You still have to be there.
You're better off just training at a high elevation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. That's crazy. I thought it really did help. It
doesn't help. Looks cool, but
it does look cool too.
Doesn't help at all.
What does help though is the weight vest. If you run up there with a weight vest.
Oh man. Yeah, weight vest is crazy. Weight vest is wild. I was thinking about getting one for no fucking reason.
That's like, I mean, it's great because you just get so strong as if you're like, you just weigh 80 pounds heavier and then you just take it off and you're like, all
right, and you feel lighter. Damn. You're a little springier. You got a little spring to yourself.
It's like in baseball when they put those weights on the bat.
Yeah. Crazy. That's good shit, man. That's a good idea.
But yeah, if, I mean, for in terms of like this time right now, this weird time we live in, I'll just be on YouTube.
Chilling.
High intensity workout video. Mm-hmm. And just do that stuff, man.
You been working out inside?
Yeah.
Cool. Good shit. I like those high intensity workouts, man.
Yeah, they kill.
You're like 20 minutes?
20 minutes. You're
yeah. You're like, hell nah, dude.
Sweaty boy mode.
Yeah, man.
What effect right there.
Yeah, I just got myself a nice little sweater jacket thing. You know what I mean? Kind of like back in the days when people used to have those trash bag looking outfits. Mm-hmm. It's that, but like.
You mean from that one Missy Elliott video?
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect example right there. Perfect. Yeah.
But I mean, your health, you know, and the reason why I'm on this topic is because we really got to take this time to appreciate what we have and take care of ourselves. Because one thing for me, right, is my relationship with like hospitals and going there. Right. I'm not a fan of them. I've been scared of them. I don't know if it's because my parents made me watch The Exorcism when I was a young kid. And there's that scene in where she's in the hospital and the fucking face pops up in the ceiling. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's early on.
Yeah. That might be something that traumatized
me. That's scary in that moment. But then in the grand scheme of that movie,
that's nothing.
That's the least scary part of the whole
thing. I had to watch that movie in like 6 different parts growing up to finally watch the whole one. I still haven't sat through the whole thing.
I remember when my dad was like, all right, it's time.
Yeah, that's yeah. Like it was like you know how they had a quinceañera, so you're a woman. It was like, you're gonna be a man now.
There's life before exorcism. The exorcism and after the exorcism.
Yeah, no, fuck that. So yeah, that's my relationship with hospital. So I try to avoid the best that I can not
wait,
to go to
wait
hospital.
As long as you can before you
yeah have. Yeah, so I'm also one of those.
What about
people.
like a doctor's office? Does that feel different to a hospital?
Yes. Yes. A doctor's office definitely feels different because it doesn't. I don't know. I feel like there's like a smell and like a look, like those bright white lights mm-hmm. in the hospitals, big buildings,
like
long
the
hallways.
ER or like the ICU.
Yeah,
definitely has a smell that's like
right. It just doesn't feel welcoming. So yeah, you know,
it's not welcoming. There's a lot of people just suffering.
Yeah,
so really sick.
That's right? A lot.
It
energy
feels
there.
Out of hope, like hopeless. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Questionable.
Yeah, you know, I'm just like, sure. Man, this might be it, guys. Yeah. You know, you got no service on your phone, can't distract yourself.
That's true.
You
too.
Know,
that's true too.
I felt bad when I was younger. My sister got into a car accident, mm-hmm. and she fucked up her back, right? And so she was bedridden or whatever. Mm-hmm. So she was in the hospital for a couple of days, and you know, everybody wanted to go visit her, but I was too scared to go visit. And it wasn't because I was scared of myself, but I was scared. That if I went there, because I associate the hospital with bad news.
Yeah.
Right? So it's going to make it real. Like,
yeah. So
you show
I didn't,
up and she's like, she's not going to make it. Or
right.
Something.
So I feel like if I was going to show up, it's going to be like, this is the last time you're going to see her. And I didn't want to remember seeing her
in the hospital.
Yeah. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You know, so I felt like that was it was a weird time because my sister was always like, I just wanted you to come visit. And I was like, yeah. I don't like hospitals. She's like, fuck that. Like you know.
You don't like me?
Yeah. You know, so I felt real bad. She stayed at the house and I tried my best to like, you know, what you want, a Gatorade? You want me to open a Gatorade for you? Yeah, gotcha, cool. You want a little plan? You want me to feed you with the Chipotle that I'm gonna give you? You know, try to overdo it because I felt really bad for that. But yeah, man, bringing that up because other experiences with the hospitals and Turtle, I feel like you wanted to talk about something.
Yeah.
You know, so and
talking about sisters too. Yeah, you know, I just want to start off by saying my sister previously has been going through the fight with leukemia. And we literally found out last month that she is leukemia free.
Hey, congrats. Let's go. That's the winning circle right there. That's winning.
And I just wanted to share like a little bit before that, you know, how it went down and how health is really important. And, you know, I see my sister change her diet multiple times. Every time she'll go to the hospital, be like, oh, you could eat this. If it doesn't feel good after a while, like, oh, okay, we could.
You scratch that off the list.
So it's like very, it showed me a lot, you know, it showed me a lot.
So for some pre-context, how long ago was this like that everything's been going on for?
To be honest, it was about like 4 years, 5 years. So she figured out that she had it. And, you know, it was very devastating to hear, you know, it's your family. It's my sister, the only sister I have. So it was very difficult. But, you know, like we all help when... To help her with her diet, you know, even though it was very difficult at times.
So how was that process when you guys first found out? And like, if you could walk us through that, if that's, you know, so we could get the grand aspects things that we all could feel with you, you know, like what was going on? And I'm assuming it just came out of nowhere, right?
Yeah, it was a curveball for sure.
What was, why did she get, like, how did she find that out? Like, what was she, why was she in the hospital in a way that they could find out that she had?
Well, she was feeling some, you know, not that healthy. And, you know, she was like, you know what? My physical is coming up. So, you know, she got her physical done and they just started doing testing. And they're like, hey, we're going to test you for that because we see something. And boom, that's how she found out. I think I could only speak of like what my situation was with her, you know?
Yeah,
I figured she called me. I still remember this day. Like, she called me. I was eating Ono's with my friend and like, yo, she's like, yo, I'm calling you first.
Shout out Ono's, not a sponsor.
But hey, here's a welcome to that macaroni salad. Hey, what it do, baby? Fire. You know what I'm talking about?
And yeah, so she told me and I was like, oh, snap. Like, I didn't know how to intake it. I got to my house and, you know, I really was going through my mental state, you know, and I was like, you know what? Like, this is just another challenge in the books that we have to face. And what I really noticed is as soon as we processed it as a family, we became heavy solid and we literally were like, yo, it's us now. It's not you.
Kind of tightened the bond basically. Yeah.
It was very, and I had just like finished, me and my sister were not always like, oh my God, we're the best sister, you know, siblings.
Not the best relationship, just a regular, what you would call just here and there brother sister relationship.
How close are you guys in age?
She's 5 years older than me.
Okay, so that's within the
right
range where you annoy each other a lot.
Yeah.
So we had just like finished and we're, you know, getting along more, and so this even pushed it even further, you know. And as a family, I just saw how, like, you know, everyone took turns of going to the hospital with her, going to the doctor's appointments, and it was just very wonderful to see because we fit in. Like, all right, hey, who could go? Because I can't go, you know. We try to accommodate her as much as possible, and seeing the change of that, of like how she was getting healthier and then back set, then healthier, back set, like it was very like difficult but interesting as well to see, you know. And, you know, it's moving forward. She was at a point that she was gonna, you know, sorry if I choke up you guys, she was at a point of like, she's like, yo, I'm not gonna make it,
right?
You know, like there's no donor, nobody's coming up. And, you know, they asked me, but I was only 50%. So they wanted really 100%.
So just to cover this for any listeners, leukemia is basically blood cancer, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the solutions is to get a bone marrow transplant, which will take someone whose bone marrow doesn't make the bad blood. Yeah. And basically that makes good blood in their body.
Yep, that is correct.
Yeah, good job.
And, you know, like as we were going forward, like it was just getting a little more sad, you know, and health wise, she was, dude, I've always seen my sister come to my house and for nothing. She was just like, well, you know what? sleepy. And she would sleep for like 3 hours.
There's no just energy type.
No energy. Yeah. I was just, that would make me sad because I would be like, yo, like, you didn't do anything today, you know? And just seeing her and seeing that process, you know, and, you know, it just very helped. Like, it helped me also view my health. Like, yo, like, you need to take care of yourself too. Like, you know, it's, you're not here for a long time, you know? But continuing and all that, you know, I think going through everything and actually, they told me like, yo, you, even your 50%, I will, can you still donate? You know? And I was right. Like, yeah, of course. It's my sister, but I was a little scared too, you know, going under and everything. It's not easy just knocking out, you know? And you know,
right. So,
and, dude, I'm terrified of, like, I've never been under for any surgery and that's,
yeah, I hate that. I'm the type of person that doesn't like not having control of things, and that's, you definitely don't have
control. It's the ultimate not control.
Yeah, so that's something I've been really, really scared of doing. Even just going to the dentist, you know, when they
I've been putting off getting my wisdom teeth out.
Yeah, I don't want to go. I'm just not a fan of that. But taking it back to your, I want to hear about your brain process, your thought process, because obviously, right, everybody knows you're a fearless sweetheart. Mm-hmm. You're very positive. You're very manifesting good energy, mm-hmm. and all this is a very devastating time for you. It's a very devastating situation, you know, and you keep repeating seeing her progress forward and then coming back, mm-hmm. and then resetting and having to go basically fight to be healthy.
Yeah,
right. How were you feeling before knowing that this is an option that you could do, being 50%? Mm-hmm. How was your mind state going into everything, and how was you and your family feeling for this? Like, how did it help you guys go through that?
Well, that's a real good question, because I had literally told her, like, yo, I'm 50%, no guarantees. Like,
right.
Doctors told you that too. So I don't want you to feel, you know, like it's, you know, you didn't really help or anything like that. No, like, we don't. Honestly, that's, once it's done, we'll figure out the answer, you know? And I didn't want to have so much like, oh, it's, you're going to make me feel better. You're going to help me back to health. Like, no, I told her, don't give me that.
No, false hope.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I am not, you know, God here to send you or anything special. Like, I'm just gonna do it because I'm 50%, you know, and that's
so you're one step at a time type. Let's get it done. I know I'm 50%. There's not a for sure, there's not a guarantee, but this is an opportunity for me to try, and why not try?
Yeah, that's like, what you're feeling. I'm like, don't go too much future. Like, let's, once it's done, you have the blood inside of you, let's see
right
what it does. And that's it. That's all we could really ask. Because if you start putting like, it's gonna, we're gonna do, yes, have hope. Don't, I'm not saying don't have hope, but
right,
let's process.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very strong way for you to be, by the way. You know, I want to just say that and congratulate you on being able to do that, because it's hard to not give yourself a false hope or a false belief of like, this is gonna happen, this is gonna work, you know.
But that's also, it's interesting, because that's a strategy that I think you would need to focus when you're trying to overcome kind of any obstacle in your life.
Yeah, it's a strong
idea thing to be, like, one step at a time, and not looking so far into the future that A, it can become overwhelming, and B, mm-hmm. You're just hoping so much on this one thing, and then when if it doesn't work out, it crushes you, and maybe you don't have anything left to like try and take one of the other options that could also help you. So you don't want to get so involved in an idea that you're gonna get so hurt by it if it doesn't work out that you
definitely
aren't motivated anymore.
Exactly what I was going for.
Yeah.
For
that, so when I was telling her, the step right after that, right, is the procedure, right? So tell us about that. Like, what is the procedure intake? What did you have to do? So, you know, how did you prepare for it?
Yeah.
You know?
So the procedure was crazy, you guys, because like, I had they gave me a kit to do a scrub down. I had a shower first, and then wait to dry off an hour, and then I did a scrub down, scrub on everything on my parts of my body. Right.
Whoa.
Oh shit.
And so there, and then I have to wait 30 minutes to see if I have an allergic reaction to anything. So I was just like, all right. And, you know, I couldn't eat after, I think, 12 a.m.
So how many hours did you go where you couldn't have food in your system?
Like 10.
10 hours?
Like 10 or something like that.
And then before that, you still had to scrub yourself down, kind of basically sanitize yourself. Wow, that's so crazy.
That procedure is crazy, because I've never experienced anything like that. And, you know, I went into the hospital, and I really am glad that I could share this with you guys, because I was never showed emotion to my family.
Right.
You know? I was like, you know, and I kept it all in. But, you know, they, you know, drugged me up and everything. So I honestly was like, all right, I'm going to sleep. I went to sleep. And I went, when I wake up, I'm always like grateful. I'm like, all right, I get to see another day. And, but this time, because I guess, I'm not going to lie, it could be a lot of emotion and also the drugs that they gave me. I literally cried when I woke up. Crazy. I was just like.
This is after the procedure.
After, exactly after. And the nurses were taking care of me. They're like, you okay? I was like, I just really hope this works. Like, this is,
right.
This is the only thing we got left. And I cried. I really cried. And the craziest thing is a stranger, a nurse, hugged me until I stopped crying. And I think that was so beautiful because I don't know this person.
Right.
I don't know this person. This guy came over too. He's like, you all right, Lou? Like, and it just became like a little circle that these two nurses were just taking care of me. Like, you're a good brother. You did it. It's over. Now it's all up to the blood to do the work, you know? And
right.
That was just one of the specialest moments because these are strangers to me. And yet you guys are hugging me like after your family, you know? And it's so beautiful to just see that in the hospital field, you know? And, you know, after that, I was like, all right, like, thank you so much. I just went back to sleep because I was very tired. I lost a lot of blood.
I mean, definitely. This is why, you know, I think we definitely have to give a special shout out to the essential workers, people working in hospitals and their job that they're doing and what they do for people. Because not just fixing a cut on somebody's body or something, you know, giving you the medicine. A lot of these people are
emotional healing,
emotionally there for you. And then something that you like to preach, Turtle, right? Mm-hmm. We could take from that. It's just being able to show love to somebody you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know how that could help them, you know, how that could comfort them at that moment. And that's I feel like it's a great experience that you had that we're able to now tell in the podcast. And hopefully somebody could think about this one time and show some love to somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
And that's dope. I'm glad. So what did you do for the procedure? Like what was in take for the procedure? What did they do to you?
So they went through my back, right? To get fresh blood.
Oh shit.
Originally they were supposed to take just 1 gallon. They took 2.
First of all, let me just say,
hold on.
First of all,
a whole like two. I
don't like the terminology gallon. Just off top,
I know.
I'm just thinking of fucking milk jug.
Oh yeah, a gallon. Yeah, no problem. Just take a gallon of my blood.
I feel like I have a picture of my sister with the bag. It looks like a gallon. Dude.
Oh man,
it's so massive. But
that's wild. So they went through your back with like a needle.
Yeah, it's a small needle, but it just goes straight to your back.
That's crazy. Right? Oh man, that's scary. Just thinking about it. Just talking about it. Just me imagining it right now. I'm like, know,
because it's like it's this big. I mean, you guys hopefully can see it, but it's like it's very long, but it's very small. So it just
I'm gonna take that opportunity as a good hint to let all the listeners know that we are working on putting this podcast on YouTube. We are working out some kinks, so look forward to that. That's why he said
might not be for sure this week, but
probably definitely not.
We're working on it. That's why I said that.
So when he says hope you can see this, you might be able to see it in the future.
Might be able to. Mm-hmm. You might be able to see it right now. But if you can't see it. Long and thin.
Just imagine that. Yeah, just long and thin, going into the back.
Pause.
Oh, all man. Right. Cool. But, so, all right, cool. Got the procedure. Mm-hmm. Was crying like a baby. Got a hug from some strangers.
Yep.
Blood was in the body. So, what was the time frame on that from now? How long has it been since that procedure happened?
It would have to be November.
November of this year that just passed?
Yeah. I think, interestingly, didn't we film a podcast?
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We did.
So one of the podcasts, we did it, and Turtle knew in like a few short hours he was going to be having the procedure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard work, dedication, sacrifices.
Yeah.
Parts.
Honestly. I love this podcast, man.
Man, so we love you too, dog. So, November last year up until now, by the way, shout out once again to celebrate that she is leukemia free.
Yeah,
right. There's a happy ending to the story.
But also I want to include during the time of December of going to New Year's, right, the New Year's Day, right, or Eve,
right.
And you know how they say right now, like, you know, talking about the coronavirus and people can't see their loved ones as they're passing.
Yeah,
you know, that really hurts me because, like, you know, my sister was losing hair and going bald and during December. And like seeing New Year's come in, and it was just me and, you know, my parents and her in the room. It was very difficult. I never experienced anything like that. So that was my first time. And
first time experiencing what?
She couldn't be with, she couldn't do normal, anything normal at the time. She had to be there because it was sanitized all the time. It was, this is pre-COVID too.
Her so. Being sick lowers her right. ability to fight off anything. Yeah.
And you know, she, and the donation of my blood just was going in. So like they had to have her in the hospital, and she couldn't be with her son, my nephew. And then she was hurting, and I just told her, like, if this works, you, this is just gonna be an experience to you now. You know that, right? And she's like, yeah, no. It was just very difficult to see my sister like that. And during this COVID stuff, I just couldn't imagine how, you know, you see parents or family member, any family member actually, you know, or friend, and you can't see them because...
Yeah, she would have been alone completely.
Yeah.
No you, no parents, no nothing. Yeah, that is... that's tough. And that's why for me, kind of like focusing on these positive kind of stories, there's a lot of just like sadness and negativity just because of the state of the world right now.
Right.
And so these kind of stories kind of uplift and help even it out, you know, because it's just, it's in the air too. It's not just like, you know, something I'm thinking about. It's something I'm feeling just from the way the world is. And so I mean, obviously, like, our hearts are with people that are going through stuff like that.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Yeah, man. I think it's a friendly reminder that I think everybody forgets, right? Is that not everything every time is going to be up. Not everything and every day is going to be positive and smiles and love and all that. That's unrealistic. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of downs, and but that's what makes the ups a lot more, you know, tasteful, you know, enjoyable.
Yep.
Yeah. Something to look forward to. And really, that's why when we say reach out to somebody if you have to, just do it, because look forward to the better day.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And
but it's also, it's good to in my opinion, focus on you know, like that thing about the nurses hugging you in that moment when you're crying is like, that's such a good thing for me to hear, because a lot of times, especially recently, I'm like on the internet or doing whatever and just feeling like, man, there's a lot of like shitty people out there. A lot of people just seeing all these videos and like people acting stupid, doing evil things, bad things, things they know are wrong. And you're just like, God, what is happening? What's happening to the world? But then you have to accept these stories and listen to these kind of stories, because that's so meaningful. And it reminds you that there are a lot of fucking good people out there.
Yeah. So there's a balance always for everything, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
To continue the story, to finish off how she got, you know, so, you know, I think it was until the end of January.
Right.
He said, like, well, if you reach a certain amount of platelets, you're going to get released. If not.
Of what again?
The platelets of like what she, you know, intake.
Okay.
And
it's one of the ingredients in blood.
And so she had to hit a certain number so she could get released.
Right.
And you know, she hit the number.
That's awesome.
And I was just like, you know what? I'm not counting my chickens. I'm not early, nothing like that. My eggs, stay quiet. I'm like, good, you got it.
Right.
And
still taking it step by step, still keeping the same mentality. Okay.
And then you know, she would go to the checkups, everyone go with her. She'll go a little down, not to get serious. You know, it was just all a process. You see, I saw my sister's hair started growing again. I was like, okay, all right, that's a good process.
Right, right, good signs.
We noticed it and everything.
Just not letting yourself get too excited, though.
Nah, I did not. And
not celebrating before, right? Yeah. Not making sure you make it all the way through the finish line. Yeah. Don't drop the ball before the goal line.
Yeah, and then this is, all right, so you guys remember what I just said right now, my sister would be sleepy all the time?
Mm-hmm.
So when the fourth month of this year happened, she stopped napping for 3 hours. I started noticing that. Those little things I started noticing. And I was like, that's very interesting. That is very interesting. That she was never tired. She'll sleep regular, you know. And I was like, all right. You know, still good, looking good.
Right.
And 6 months hit. and they told her, like, you literally, so now when they take out blood from her, it comes out as like it's my DNA in a way.
That's crazy, right?
So like, yeah,
it's a little bit of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
dang, low key, that's you. If you ever need a favor from her, honestly, I'm just saying, you need to be able to say that's my blood in you.
You need that cosign real quick. You know?
Hey sis, I don't want to hold this over your head forever, but that is literally my blood in you.
I never said nothing before. You know, weird. She gets a finger cut. You're like, hey, be careful. Hey, with that.
No. That's liquid gold right there.
That's that positive blood right there, you know?
There you go.
Yeah, so she ended up getting the great news. And, you know, I hope she don't mind me sharing this. But, you know, she cried. And I was in disbelief, right? Because I was with her in an appointment. And I wasn't expecting that at all. And, you know, I think the best words she said was like, I get a second chance of life. I get to see my son grow up. And these all these aspects that she thought she was going to lose, you know?
Right.
And overall, like, that is the reason why I'm sharing this story is, like, very concerned of your health. It's very important. And second, that this is a winning story. This is we turned this to a dub, you guys. And
hell,
it was a long journey. And I'm super happy to share it with you, with everyone around here. It's a little difficult.
That's the definition of turning an L into a W, though. Mm-hmm.
Definitely, okay. Man. Definitely. Hey, man, I want to say thank you very much for not just sharing that with us, right, but sharing that with the listeners, sharing that to anybody that's going to hear this. Honestly, it's empowering, motivating, you know, and what you just said right there, we're going to take your sister's words, and we're going to use those words to talk about winning in the winning circle. Mm-hmm. She said, I get a second chance at life. Mm-hmm. And you've told me this before. You do not need something traumatic or as life endangering, like what happened to your sister, to get your second chance.
Right.
If you're looking for that second chance, if you feel it, if you need it,
make that chance.
Take that L, turn it into a dub, and that's what the winning circle is about.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah, I mean, there's and these are the lessons we're taking from you sharing the story. But the cool thing is, like, there's a lot to unpack, and people who are listening might even get other stuff out of it than what we're getting out of it. But thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, feel free to hit him up too. He ain't gonna say it, but Turtle be replying to the DMs. He's friendly. He'd be out there. If you want to ask any questions, I'm pretty sure he's open to it. You know what I mean? I'm throwing you out there.
Yeah, sorry. Nah, thank you. I appreciate it. I don't know how to really do that, so, you know, I appreciate it. The little push.
Yeah, we all manage each other. So none of us are in charge.
Right.
All right, well, thanks for sharing that. I think we should wrap it up.
All right, well, thank you guys for tuning in to The Winning Circle.
We're here with you every Thursday on Spotify
and Apple Podcasts, possibly YouTube soon as well.
Yeah, stay winning, y'all.
We out.